If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hello to you. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. There's Darla. She says hi already. It is a daily show. Frame that up a little better. And coming to you from the Impact Power Sports Fear Bunker North Studio. Not going to lie to you, this is going to be a 100% abbreviated show. And the reason why I didn't just blow it off altogether, it's like, you know, because these people worry about you, Easy. So get after it and put something out there, something interesting. And as usual, I have something interesting and fun to talk about. But let me just give you a little background and start off by saying that I have to be out the door, leaving here at 1:20 for craft show. It's 12:20. Now, what I didn't count on is that you need to be at the radio station 1 hour before the start of the craft show event to load up the station vehicle with, all the things you need to do to put on the broadcast. It's been decades since I've had to do this. But, you know, this is a small town. This isn't a gigantic setup. Goddamn camera is crooked. It's driving me crazy. I'm looking at myself. I feel like I'm watching an old episode of 1960s Batman. Tyler's suggesting that I had the shits and was ill from eating a 20-year-old MRE. No. However, something about the MRE does factor into my story. Let me just get to what I promoted on the title of this show about getting infiltrated by wildlife. Right now, as I'm looking, you can see in the camera, I'm looking beyond the camera. What I see is mouse shit. While I slept, we had the first instance. See, typically when I show up here at Fear Bunker North, the mice stay away when I'm active inside of here. You know, there's dogs everywhere and the mice are like smart enough to stay away or at least remain in hiding. But not so last night. The mice had had enough. And they had a fucking party. And I guess the entertainment was go around and shit on shit. Because that's what I woke up to. I get up. It's 4:50 in the morning. I have to let the dogs out. After doing that, I go over to my little area back there behind me and get their food ready. And I notice, do you remember the story that I told you about when I prepared that MRE, the cheese ravioli, the cheese and sauce ravioli from the MRE? And I got it all ready and I put it into a bowl. And O'Neill ate it when I turned my back for just a second. Well, I took that bowl and I just put it next to the sink. And I have to do the dishes by hand here. And I hadn't gotten around to it. So there's a little bit, well, there's quite a bit of like red sauce residue on the inside of the bowl that's like caked into it. And I have to wash it, and I will. And I had been wondering, I've been saying, you know, I wonder if that is an attraction for the mice. And now I know it is, but I'm like, should I clean it? Should I clean it? I just don't fucking want to. Shit. Well, it's okay. Good news, guys. Because the mice cleaned it for me. And that was obvious as I'm preparing the dog's food this morning. I go, what the fuck? And that bowl is licked clean. And in place of that, there is probably 25 little tiny mouse shits. Vermin shits. So while the guy is cleaning the bowl, he's shitting. They shit all the time, mice. That's all they do is shit. And wreck shit. Oh. So that's really a bummer. Right, Darla? Because, I mean, I know that they're still here, but I don't like interact with them like that. Maureen says the mice all have red sauce all over their... We're going to get red sauce all over our face. So that was horrible. And now everywhere I look, I'm finding they just wandered the area at that point. They said, hey, this dumb fuck's leaving food out. Let's go search the place. That's pretty gross, you know. This is why Pooh Bear won't stay here. I don't blame her. Only a real animal like me would be like, ah, no problem. Don't worry about it. Chris is here. He says, sup, Tune Man. So, let me back up. This is going to be a, Bob says, MREs will just go right through you. Even mice. Tyler says, a quote from the mice. Kill our cousins, will you? We'll say goodbye to your red sauce residue, and here's a bunch of shit while you're at it, you long-nosed bastard. I was talking with Charity Scam Mike the other day. I was like, I don't know. I think I might be done with the trailer. I might be at my wit's end. He goes, what are you going to do? I go, well, I'd get rid of it. He goes, yeah, I know, but what are you going to put up in its place? I go, well, I was thinking about a cabin. He goes, dude, yes. Dig a well, put up a pole barn for the snowmobiles. It'll be our little utopia. He goes, well, if you build one, then I don't have to build one. So I guess he's expecting me to make it big enough so that he can stay. And I go, oh, yeah, whatever. I don't give a shit. So now that's going through my brain. Chris says it would suck if it got hit by some Jewish lightning. Well, it's not insured. I don't think I have insurance. That doesn't matter. Fuck it. But Pooh Bear wants me to burn it down. Aram says, from a survival of the fittest perspective, I feel bad for Eric. In the wild, between O'Neill taking his MREs and the mice taking up the scraps, I don't think Eric will survive. Okay, so last night, I'm at like the Battle of the Bands or whatever that was. My final band to introduce. And it's getting late. I don't like to be out this late. And I talked to the guy who's the lead singer of the band. His name is Andy. Now, you got to understand, this is Andy's Madison Square Garden moment. for his band. You have a couple hundred people, mixed bag of people, from kids to the like very elderly and everything in between, that are just sitting around drinking cheap beer outdoors. It's a nice night. They just want to be entertained. Old Andy from the band says to me, I go, so what have you been? I always like to have a conversation with these guys before I introduce them. It's easier to introduce them when I have just some working knowledge of what they've been up to. And one of the things he says to me, he goes, well, this is a big show for us. Easy. And I go, how so, Andy? Well, you know, we've been playing all these dive bars, and I just got sick of that. I just got sick of these small, small venues. So to get the opportunity to be in front of Canoe Fest's crowd, this is a huge moment for us. All right, buddy. I go, you got anything coming up I need to talk about? He goes, no, this is it. Working on new music. Tell everybody about our website. They're called the Knockoffs, KNOCKAUFFS. About 5 minutes before they're getting ready to go on, I hear, God damn it! Well, we can't do our show! And I'm like, uh-oh. Now, all I'm thinking about is, I gotta go. Whatever it is that caused that exclamation by mild-mannered Andy, that's concerning to me. I got to get up in the morning. So I'm kind of like paying attention. I walk over to the sound guy. What the fuck's going on? He goes, I don't know, man. Doesn't look good. A little bit more information comes out. Somehow, the computer monitor broke. And they need that. I don't know anything about setting up a band. But I guess everything on their setup goes through this computer first. And then it goes through the engineer. They need that. And I'm not asking any questions. I'm just paying attention. And I realize that all our click tracks are on there. Computer screens broke. We can't click on them on our click tracks. I'm not exactly sure what a click track is, but I think it's something that has to do with the timing of the band. Some of you who know something about music know what a click track is, but it doesn't matter. All that matters is the computer is working, but the monitor is broke. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this, and you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
So we got people trying to troubleshoot. This sweet lady from the radio station named Kat, she goes, she disappears, and she's able to go into one of the local businesses that's still open and sweet talks them into unplugging their monitor and letting the band use it. So within moments, she's running across the street with a monitor. I'm like, this is like out of a film. So then one of the powers that be says, "Easy, get up there and kill some time. Can you go crack some jokes?" Quote, "crack some jokes." And I'm like, ugh. You know what they said? Talk about the craft show. Promote the craft show. Jeremy says a click track is a metronome. It clicks on the beat and goes into their ear in monitors. Thank you. So I go up there. I go, "Hey, I'm doing what I'm told. Show must go on." So I go, and I have to announce, "Hey, technical difficulties." Andy's like, "God damn it." Which was described by Kenny that Andy there had an Eric Zane moment. I go walking up and sound guy gives me a microphone. I go, "Hey, everybody. Welcome to the main stage for Riverfest. My name's Eric Zane from Q100, saving rock and roll one listener at a time." Chris says, "Did you have a Ben Glaze moment?" Hey, oh, yeah. Oh, how about the weather? No, I don't, I'm not going to crack any jokes. You know, that would be so weird. But I started with this. This is what I started with. All right. Who in the audience is related to, in some way, to one of the paddlers for the big race? And you hear a spattering of, hey, I am. And I go, yeah, I see you. You fired up? I know you're fired up. Yeah, right. Yeah. How about this? Do we have any actual paddlers here for the canoe marathon? Ooh, a few less people. I go, oh, yeah, you're staying out late. Past your bedtime, you should be resting up. Yeah, fuck yeah. I see you. I got you. Yeah. Yeah, easy ride. I go, well, listen, knockoffs here. They're putting together just some final preparations notes about their big finale. Maybe a couple technical snafus going on. We're getting it worked out right now. God damn son of a bitch. Andy's screaming. I go, yeah, well, in the meantime, I'm here to let you know that there's going to be music up here all weekend. Tomorrow, Mutilated Puppy will take the stage. Followed by Anal Pubes and Smiling Hitler. Saturday, same thing, more great bands. But the big story going on Friday, join me at the craft show. Craft show goes from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. And I'll be there from 3 to 5 looking at the crafts that everyone else is looking at. So come see me. I'll be in City Park. Jeremy writes, quote, hey, I'm EZ. I was on the radio in mid-Michigan, then in Knoxville. So I'm reading the resume like Ben Glaze on Bombity Podcast. I got fired from that station and joined with another show. Then we moved to Jersey. Then we moved to Grand Rapids, and I was in that show for a long time. I went from there to WBBL, and now you can hear me on Q100. That's what Ben would do. Hey, this is my story. Nobody cares. So then a little bit of time passes. This goes on for about 2 minutes. So I'm like, you know what? I'm like, guys, I have been fluent with these 2 minutes. I've said all I can say, but it is something. So that is it. And then I walk off. And then the guitar player connects his Gibson SG. Now, these actually, it's a really good band, the Knockoffs. As much as I'm being a silly about the names and stuff like that, the Knockoffs are a very good band. That's why Andy here was so excited about playing. This is his Super Bowl halftime show. Okay? Look at Darla just looking at me. She's such a doll. Oh, my God. The guitar player. He saves the day. And I'm like, why didn't you start with this? He goes, does anybody know? And he's Sam Cooke. Oh, Sam Cooke's a goddamn legend. Late, great Sam Cooke. And he starts just by plucking on his guitar and singing the sweetest damn Sam Cooke song. I hadn't heard of it, but it was fantastic. Again, buying them the time that they need. They got the monitor from the store across the street. They're in business. A little bit more time passes, but I'm still not. It's like now 10 o'clock. And I've already talked. Now, if I go back up there again, it's going to be weird. The Knockoffs now are on their own. They're going to have to get their shit together. They're going to say, all right, here we go. If I go back up and just say, ladies and gentlemen, the Knockoffs, it's going to be weird. Everybody knows of the Knockoffs. So I knocked off. I left. Time I get home, well past 10 o'clock. By the time I let the dogs out, get ready for Betty Bye. Get the meal. Make sure that the meal is ready for the mice. It's 11. Fall asleep probably like 11:20, 11:30. Up during the night to go potty because I drank way too much water. That's the makings for a disaster Friday. This is all the long way of telling you why this podcast is so late today, because I get up at 4:50, do the radio show. Get back here. I get back here an hour earlier because JC takes over at 9 a.m. Let the dogs out. And it's like, when I was driving home, I was like, I mean, this is a short drive home. This is 10 minutes. My eyes, I'm like falling asleep. I'm like, oh, this is bad. This is really bad. So I go, fuck this shit. I'm listening to my body. And then that's it. Chris says, water, you chugged a 2 liter of Faygo grape. Shut up. Let the dogs out when I got in here today. I go, I got to crash. I have to crash. And I'm not going to set an alarm for when I'm supposed to wake up. I'm just going to sleep. And that's it. So I woke up. It was closer to 12 than it was 11:30. I got a text from number 3, program director Joe Mama. She says, ZZ, we need you at the radio station at 2. So you can set up your, get all your remote stuff to set up. Like, sounds good. I'll be there. What does that mean? Now, at the time, I'm like, I got to go and talk to these folks. Okay. For me to just dip is so rude. I've done it in the past, but people worry about me. We have such a relationship that if I just no call, no show, people get freaked out. They'll be texting my wife saying, hey, we don't know where EZ is. What happened to him? So this is basically going to be it because I got to go. But I did want to say hello and share those moments that I thought were fantastic, both the invasion by the mice. Look at, she's giving me her little paw now. And also the story of Andy and his band, the Knockoffs, and the drama that went on there, because I thought that that was a fantastic story to tell. So what I'm essentially telling you is, this is pretty much going to do it for my broadcast from Fear Bunker North. And I would say we pulled it off as best as we can. Chris says, that's it. I remember that used to be something from back then. Stevie says she almost texted me. I think we did fairly well considering the technical challenges that we had. I'm always excited to talk to you guys, but I have to leave it there. So next time I speak to you, Maureen says, I'm glad you're okay. I'm one of the worriers. See, you love me and I love you. I'm lucky to have an audience like this. This is a wonderful arrangement, frankly. Okay. So I am, I'm just going to post this and then call it a week. I got a great idea in the chat. Well, you guys are full of content. You're always, you never let me down with the jokes. Thank you to Chris because he gave me a great suggestion. Asshole of the day, the mice. Oh, that's so true. My God. All right. I'll leave it right there. And I'll talk to you Monday from back home in beautiful Hudsonville, Michigan. Thank you for being here, part of this abbreviated edition of the Eric St. Show podcast. Till next time, thank you, folks, and bye-bye.